Recording has started.
All right, thank you. Okay, it is, according to my watch, 4:01, and it is August 26th, 2020, and I am opening the City Council meeting for this evening. I'm going to begin with call to order, Pledge of Allegiance. That's something we have not done, is the Pledge of Allegiance. If you have the ability to follow along or just want to listen to me, that's fine. But if you don't mind standing, if you are in place, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you, everyone. We'll do roll call. I'll begin with our Mayor Pro Tem, Jared Couch.
Here.
Okay. Councilwoman Brenda Kinzer.
Present.
Thank you. Councilman Chuck Owen.
Present.
Good. Councilman Brendan McGoffin.
Present.
Thank you. Councilman Glenn Allen. There, I saw him.
Present.
Thank you, Glenn. And Councilman Carl DeYoung.
Present.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Carl. Did you say
present?
Okay, thank you. All right, so moving on, approval of the agenda.
Madam Mayor, I move the agenda.
Second.
Tell me who said second.
Couch.
Okay, thank you. So we have a motion by Councilman DeYoung, seconded by Councilman Couch. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Also looking for the consent agenda, items 1 through 2, looking for an approval.
Madam Mayor, I move to approve the consent agenda items 1 through 2, Councilman Couch.
Thank you.
Second.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Councilman Couch, seconded by Councilman McGoffin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. So we're going to go right into the selection of City Council member for Ward 2. So this is, I want to welcome, I probably should have checked, but I want to welcome Ron Hyatt, Amanda Fisher, Corian Jensen, and Joellen Kesty this evening. And the City Council position for Ward 2 is currently vacant. It happened when Jermaine actually took the position as a commissioner for the PUD board. The city previously advertised for interested candidates to complete an application and to avail themselves and to attend tonight, the 26th, for the meeting and participate in the interview process. The city has subsequently received these 4 applications and they are all here. So what we are going to do is begin actually with an introduction by each of the candidates. After you have given your introduction, what we are going to do is have 4 questions, actually be 5 questions that will be asked by the council and myself. And we will do this process just moving from candidate 1 to candidate 4. The candidates will have 2 minutes to give the introduction. And when you are asked a question, you will have 1 minute to answer the question. So we didn't set this up, but I am wondering, Doug, if you would mind doing the timing and letting us know when time is up for each of those.
I will do that.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay. So I hope each of the council members have received the questions, have them in front of you. We're going to begin with Ron. Good evening, Ron. We are going to first have you give a 2-minute introduction as to who you are and what you would like to share with us about yourself. And then if, let's see here, if we could have Councilman Couch asked the first question, Councilwoman Kinzer the second, Councilman Owen the third, and Councilman McGoffin the fourth. That would be great. So shall we try this?
Madam Mayor, I have a question.
Who is this?
Councilman Couch, I have one question.
Yes.
I have the packet pulled up. Can you give me the page number for the questions again?
It is on, gosh, I just have it up here in front of me. I don't have it.
Okay, I'll look for it while Ron introduces himself.
Okay. There is in the application, Councilman Couch, within the application of the four questions. So I believe Ron has, it should be in his application. You should see it there.
Thank you.
All right. Let me know if that's a problem. Okay, Ron, hello. We're going to put you on the spot here. You have 2 minutes. We'd love to hear who you are and why you'd like to run for city council.
Hopefully you can hear me. The first time using Zoom, so
you sound great.
Hopefully it's working. My name is Ron Hyatt. I have lived in Cedar Valley all my life, all 62 years. Born and raised here. I have just recently retired from the Washington State Patrol of 31 years. Retired at June 30th of this year. And was looking forward to retirement. To spend more time with my grandkids and doing some RVing, out riding our quads and doing that sort of thing. I've been involved in the fire department, the Cedar Valley Fire Department, now for, as of June, it was 33 years in the fire department of Cedar Valley. And it was started as a fireman, had been promoted through the ranks of safety officer, and up to, I am recently a lieutenant with the fire department. Would like to move on in city. I've been thinking about retiring from the fire department. I haven't made that decision yet. There's also one I wanted to stay involved with the city and being, and this is a good opportunity to be involved with the city and to learn more about the city and the way it works. And I have the time, I have the ambition, the issues that would come up, I have the time to research them. I can make it and talk to my fellow council members to hopefully make a good decision on how to move forward in the city.
Okay,
and that's fine.
I know it's awkward, isn't it, Ron? It's not easy. You did great. It's not easy.
Yeah, as I was telling Mr. Merriam earlier, I just left the State Patrol right when they started using the Zoom, and I did not get acquainted with it, didn't get familiar with it, so it's a little awkward.
Okay, well, you're doing fine. So we're going to move into the questions. We actually have five questions. Councilman Cash, were you able to find the questions?
And yes, just to clarify, the first one that you're wanting me to ask is why you're interested in serving as Cedar Valley City Council member?
Yes, thank you.
All right, Ron, so for your first question, why are you interested in serving as a Cedar Valley City Council member?
Again, I'm thinking seriously about retiring from the fire department, and I wanted to stay involved with the city. And this was a good way to stay involved and learn more about how the city government works and how the city runs. And I think I could bring in some new ideas or another help the city be move forward, prosper, be safe with our fire department, our police department.
Okay. Does that complete your question, Ron?
Yes.
Are you still with us, Ron?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we will move on then. Again, 1 minute to give an answer. And this one will come from Councilman Brenda Kinzer.
Hi, Ron. I'd like to ask, what experiences, talents, or skills do you bring to the council and community that you would like to highlight?
My 31 years of working with the State Patrol, I worked in the Commercial Vehicle Division, and the Commercial Vehicle Division closely operates with the federal government. And it was a challenge at times to stay abreast of all the changes of the federal rules and regulations and the state regulations and rules. My daily contact with the individuals, with the general public, would be was a strong point there. And I just, I have this need to move on in the, it's time to do something different within the city. And this is a opportunity that I look forward to.
5 seconds.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Owen, would you like to move 1 minute again to answer?
No, I don't. I don't have. Am I muted or not?
No, you're there. I can hear you, Chuck.
Oh, okay. No, I don't. I don't have any questions. I read all the resumes, and they're all great, and I think all of them are qualified, but.
Well, what I'm looking for, we're not giving any opinions here, Chuck. Actually, what we're doing is asking questions. And there were 4 questions that were listed. Yeah. And I'm asking you to ask Ron question number 3.
No, I think Ron presented himself pretty well, so I don't have any questions.
Okay. So, Ron, the question is, are there any regional issues or forums in which you have particular interest or expertise? And you have 1 minute.
Not. Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Ron.
Oh. I'm looking at my nose, Julie. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Yeah, I don't have the expertise I have is in the fire department, is in the law enforcement side of it. Okay. And I would very much interested in city parks, the infrastructure of the city. And just hopefully we can manage the growth and not overtax our infrastructure and our city system here.
That's time.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ron. And then, Brendan, if you would ask Ron question number 4.
Okay. So, Ron, your 4th question is, let me pull it up real quick. Sorry, I switched the application and it X'd out. Okay. Do you want to serve on the city council because of a particular local issue on which you want to work, or are your interests more broadly distributed?
I do not have one issue that I'm particularly after here. I have more broad issues. I'd like to look at the whole city as a whole and make it, like I said before, to make it so we can prosper, so we can move forward at a controlled rate, not overbear anything, any of our services, and keep in mind of that when we are looking at these new businesses, new housing projects, or new whatever's coming into town.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, thank you. And then, Ron, one last question, and that is, are you related to any employee of the city, or do you have any other conflicts we should be aware of?
Yes, I'm. My daughter works for the Cedarville APD, Joanna, and there is no other conflicts I have that would hinder me from doing this position.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, you can relax for a little bit, and we are going to move on to Amanda Fisher. Good evening, Amanda. How are you?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Good evening. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing well. So you probably have kind of seen, in parentheses there, how it is that we're going about doing this procedure. Kind of awkward doing it over Zoom, but that's 2020, so we got to get used to it. We will begin, actually, with giving you 2 minutes so that you can introduce yourself to the city council.
Okay. My name is Anna Fisher. I've been a resident of Cedar Woolley for 32 of my 34 years. I've been a stay-at-home mom for the last 8 of those, and as well as helping take care of my grandmother who lives here locally. Like I said, I have 3 kids currently in the Woolley School District, a family full of self-employed people that, you know, I step in and help from time to time when things come up. Well-known, anyone who knows me considers me to be someone they can come to for pretty much anything. I'm pretty good with people and not taking sides on things, helping people find compromise, you know, solutions to issues that work for everybody. I like to think that's a strength. I'm a registered Alaskan Native, so, you know, try to be as involved with that as I can. Granted, you know, it's hard being here and all of that being in Alaska, but I'm as involved as I can be. I'm not sure what else to add.
Oh, that's fine. If that's what you want to, it is, it's good. So again, we have 5 questions that we would like to ask of you. You've already heard them, but I am going to ask each council member, a select council member, to ask the question of you. And the first question, Councilman Allen, if you would ask that of Ms. Fisher.
I think Glenn is on mute still.
Mayor Johnson, yeah. Are you there?
There he goes.
There you are.
Will you ask the question for me? I'm just watching the screen. I don't have my city council packet up.
You bet I could do that. So, Amanda, the question is...
Please. Okay.
Amanda, the question is, why do you want to serve on city council?
Example for my children of giving back to your community. I think I would bring a good view of a representation of a young working family raising kids here locally. But, you know, I want to help guide the city and in continuing to grow, but preserving our history and stuff so that we continue to grow, have better paying jobs for these young families so they can afford to raise kids. But like I said, still keep that history of that small town feel and tight community that was here when I grew up.
All right, thank you. Councilman DeYoung, could you please ask Ms. Fisher the second question?
Surprise. Thank you. Hi, ma'am. What strength would you bring to the council?
I think I bring the strength of being able to see multiple perspectives and understand all views, not just being set in whatever my particular opinion is. Like I said, I'm really good at trying to find the compromise that makes everybody as happy as can be. Between helping with my grandma's stuff and managing my own household, I'm good with managing budgets, scheduling, you know, being efficient and getting things done, as you know, quickly, effectively, and well. So I think all of those things would make me a beneficial council member.
All right, thank you. And just so everybody is aware, so with these questions, I know it seems like it's redundant, but actually we are following protocol and these are standard interviewing questions. And just kind of a reminder to the council, which they've already been doing a brilliant job at, is there is no follow-up when the questions are answered. So moving on to question three, Mr. Couch, we're back to you. Could you state that for Ms. Fisher?
Of course, Mayor. Amanda, question number three, what are the highest priorities and or issues you believe the city needs to address, and how would you propose to address these issues?
I think getting more active, you know, I don't know if we have like a community crime watch thing. I see a lot of things on schedule breaking and car prime, that kind of stuff. I think getting some type of citizen watch thing helps get rid of more eyes.
Amanda, did we lose you? Were you able to complete your question?
We have a lot.
Oh, gosh.
Hello?
Hello, Amanda. Yeah, sorry. I think we lost you temporarily.
I might have. I've been having issues with my connections on things.
Okay. Yeah. Did you want to take time to kind of restate some of that? Or we probably heard about the first half of it.
No, it's fine.
Okay. All right. And Councilwoman Kinzer, do you want to ask the fourth question, please?
Yes, Amanda, do you want to serve on the City Council because of a particular local issue on which you want to work, or are your interests more broadly distributed?
I would say more broadly distributed. Like I said, I'm interested in, you know, helping to serve, like I said.
Amanda, we lost you. Can you hear me?
But you hear the working poor, you know, I want to be able to just be a voice for those groups and give some representation to them.
Okay. The working poor, you said.
Working poor.
The working
low
poor.
Low-income families.
Okay.
Yeah, low-income families, yeah.
All right. And then one last question, and that is, are you related to an employee of the city, or do you have any other conflicts that we should be aware of?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Amanda. You too can take a break while we move on. Next up is Corianne Jensen. Hello, Corianne. How are you this evening? Is Corianne there? Do you see her, Bill?
Yes, she's there. She's allowed to talk and she's unmuted.
Okay. Can you hear me, Corianne? Because we're having trouble hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
There we go. Hello, Corianne. How are you?
Hello, trying to figure out the Zoom stuff.
I know. We've all had a couple months to figure it out, and for some people, like sounds like tonight, it's a first time experience, and I apologize that it has to be like this. Yep. But Corianne, you're welcome. You're welcome. So you probably heard what we are going to ask you to do is within 2 minutes, give an introduction of yourself for the council.
Sure. My name is Corianne Jensen, and I've been a Cedar Woolley resident for 8 years. I've lived in the city for 7. I moved my family here from outside of Detroit to learn how to live in community and harmony, grow our own food, and live in harmony with other people. And that's what we've gotten since we've been here. I have a 22-year-old son that's autistic, and I've been homeschooling him since 2014. I have another son who's at State Street High School, and a foster son who goes to State Street and is also in the law enforcement program at Skagit Valley College. My husband has worked on the Stratocaster at Janicki, one of the biggest airplanes in the world. He's also rebuilt the 1880 trains here in town, and I really love the diversity that this town has to offer. I've been involved with the Arts Council since 2014. We helped bring art to elementary school kids because the funding was cut a few years prior, but we've now all kids K through 6 have access to art. I also put together some downtown art events, and I'm sorry, I got lost in my notes. I've been a caregiver for the past 20 years, and assisting people with basic human needs, and that's been really important to me, to help bring out in others the best in themselves and to live their life with dignity and respect. And I don't know what else to say about myself.
That's good, and that's time.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Thank you, Corianne. So, again, mm-hmm. we have 5 questions that we're going to ask you, and I am going to start. Councilman Owen, do you have the questions in front of you, or would you like me to ask the question for you? I'll go ahead and ask the question. So, Corianne, the first question is, why do you want to serve on City Council?
It would be my honor and pleasure to represent my neighbors. I've been a volunteer for the past 6 years with the community to help enhance with art projects and music projects. And I feel, and I do have an understanding. I met Jermaine Cornegate on the day that she got elected at her celebration, and I kind of have seen, I've been friends with her, and I've seen what the process is and how the representation of, like, she is my city councilwoman, so if I see gang graffiti, I know who to call, and I know she could take care of it. I understand what it entails, and I feel like I'm ready to step up and be available to be a voice for my neighbors.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, Councilman McGoffin, the second question, please.
Hey, the second question is, what experiences, talents, or skills do you bring to the council and community that you would like to highlight?
Well, I've been an event planner and an art director for 20 years. I've also been a homeschool neighborhood mom for the same amount of time. I have committed my life to service and assisting those in need and helping enrich the community. I have put together Art in the Park and Community Talent Show a couple of years ago. And actually 2 years ago today, we did Art in the Park and Community Talent Show and had highlighted people from 8 years old to 80, and we had even Chief Tucker out doing art and contributing with the community. And I would like to continue to do events like that. I wish that we could do things in person, but I think we can figure out how to do it virtually or in a safe social distancing precautions so that we can navigate together as a community with social distancing in this crazy time that we're in.
And that's time.
Okay. Councilman Allen, do you have the questions in front of you, or would you like me to ask it for you? Question four?
Oh. Yes, I can. Which question is it?
Question three?
Are there any regional issues or forums in which you have particular interest in? Transportation, human services, physical management, or solid waste, parks, or anything special?
I'd love to get some more art projects and do proper tourism, like increasing like our recreational tourism, and they have art that's more directional towards downtown. I would really love to restore the wood sculptures in town and find the balance that we have between our history and our nostalgia of this old community, but also realizing that it's 2020 and bring in art and events that are suitable and like toward promoting tourism in a safe way with recreation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman DeYoung, the fourth question, please.
It up. Scanning. Thanks for your patience, Brian. All right. Question number four. Do you want to serve on the city council because of a particular local issue on which you want to work, or are your interests more broadly distributed?
Some of the particular local issues that I have are to help support the Cedar Valley School District with distance learning and maybe incorporating some community events that we could do safely so that kids are not just sitting in front of their computers all the time, because having homeschooled, I understand the diversity is needed. I would like to see the food forest resurrected to ensure food safety for our community. I also think it's a great learning opportunity for children. I want to focus on museum expansion, maybe doing virtual tours or doing something that that brings our history and our future together. And also art restoration, including new art at the skate park and at the other parks in the area. And also, I'm interested in supporting others and creating their visions to create Cedar Valley into a thriving community that we all love and can thrive in.
Okay, thank you. And then the last question, Corianne. Are you related to any employee in the city, or do you have any other conflicts we should be aware of?
No. I was part of the Arts Council. I was the president of the Arts Council of Cedar Valley. It was not part of the city, but we dissolved in 2019, and we gave our money to Mary Purcell so they can do their art projects and promote art downtown.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So you can sit back and relax as well, and thank you very much. Our fourth applicant is Joellen Kesty. Hello, Joellen. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You sound good.
Can you see me? You can't see me, though. Okay. All right.
Let's see here. Nope, I don't see you up on the screen.
Okay.
Yeah. But, so, Joellen, like all the other candidates before you, you will have 2 minutes to give an introduction of yourself to the council.
Did it just unmute me?
Nope, we can hear you, Joellen.
Okay, perfect. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Joellen Kesty. I'm a Woolly girl born and raised. I graduated with the class of 2000. I furthered my education and became a licensed esthetician. I am proud to say I have two children that attend the Cedar Woolley schools. Prior to raising my kids as a stay-at-home mom, I worked as a clinical esthetician at Island Dermatology. I have a sincere love for this Cedar Woolley community, its people, and our history. I would like to be a voice for all citizens, no matter their personal political values. If chosen for this opportunity, it would be an honor to serve alongside my fellow council members and work together for the people of Cedar Woolley.
All right, thank you. So like the candidates before you, we have five questions, and I'm going to ask different council members to ask those questions. And I'm going to begin with you, Councilman Couch. Would you present the first question to Ms. Kesty?
Thank you, Mayor. Joellen, your first question, why do you want to serve on the city council?
I'm very familiar with the city. I personally know many of the staff, council members, and the mayor, and all their hard work that goes into making our city so wonderful. It's a slice of Americana, a rare gem in an uncertain world. I want to preserve that and continue down a path laid out by our founders and navigate down the right path for our future.
Okay, thank you. Councilwoman Kinzer, second question, please.
Good afternoon, Joellen. What experiences, talents, or skills do you bring to the council and community that you would like to highlight?
I have a strong leadership background that I believe has prepared me to be an effective council member. I am currently a member of the Cedar Woolley Rotary Club, a board member of the Cedar Woolley Museum, past president of my local elementary school's Booster Club. I've served as the youth cheerleading coach and volunteered many hours at the Union Cemetery and assisted at the community kitchen.
Okay. All right, thank you. Councilman Owen, could you please ask question three for Ms. Kesty?
It looks like he is still muted.
Okay. Chuck, did you want to ask a question or should I ask it for you?
Why don't you go ahead, Mayor? I don't even have my questions in front of me here.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Joellen, the third question is, are there any regional issues or forums in which you have particular interest or expertise?
Okay. In terms of regional issues that affect all of Skagit County, I think it's important to build and maintain close relationships with our neighboring cities, the county, tribal, and other agencies. I think that larger regional issues, i.e. drugs, public safety, homelessness, are much better tackled as a team effort.
Okay. All right, and then Councilman McGoffin, question four, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Question four is, do you want to serve on the City Council because of a particular local issue on which you want to work, or are their interests more broadly distributed?
Both, I'd say. I'd like to enhance planning regulations. In my ward in particular, we have an extremely high density, and I've seen the impact on families and children that this has had. I'd like to see a park in my ward where children and families can play safely. I think now more than ever, people need a healthy outlet and a place to run and get out energy and make memories. Public amenities such as the library, trails, local attractions like our museum, things that attract people to our shops and businesses to bring in revenue and improve our quality of life.
All right. Okay. And then the final question, Joellen, are you related to any employee in the city and do you have any conflicts that we should be aware of?
Yes, I do have a family member who works for the city. My husband, Kevin Kesty, who's been working here for 18 years. He also is one of the high school basketball coaches. We both are deeply committed to our community, and I don't see this as a conflict of interest at all, but rather a bonus. This is a small, close-knit community, and it's not the first time and will not be the last where family members have worked side by side for the better of our town. If there was a particular situation where it was for the best interest of the city, I could recuse myself from the vote.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, so you can rest as well.
Okay,
so we are going to, at this point, it is, let's see, it is 4:42. And the council is now going to adjourn into executive session pursuant to RCW 4230.110.1H to discuss the qualifications of the candidates. Executive session is expected to last about 10 minutes. But I think because we have a situation here where we will need to disconnect from this meeting and connect into another meeting. And then when that meeting is, which is the executive session, and once that is complete, we will connect back into this session, as will all of you who are listening. So it's an it's awkward, I realize that, but we're going to be in executive session for 10 minutes, but I am going to bring us back in 15 minutes, hoping that that will give us time to get off, get connected into the next meeting, have our discussion, and then be able to leave that meeting and get reconnected. So it's 4:42, 4:43. We will come back at 5 p.m. So we look forward to seeing all of you back here at 5 p.m. Before we go, one last thing. Nikki, who is our city attorney, do you have anything that you would like to state at this time for the public?
Mayor, you already stated what I was going to state about executive sessions. As everyone is aware, no action will be taken in the executive session. We will come out and make decisions in open session.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right, everybody. We will see all of you back here at 5 o'clock. And council members, we will go into our next Zoom meeting, and hopefully I'll see you there within the next minute or two. Bill, can you hear me?
Yes, and we're recording now.
Okay, good. All right, so it is 5 o'clock. I am going to bring us back. We just came out of executive session where only the qualifications of the candidates were discussed. No action or decision was made, and we will now proceed with our open session. So I'm just curious, before I move on here, do we have the candidates with us? Bill, do you see them online?
I see Ron, Joellen, and I believe, based on the other phone numbers, I believe the other two are there as well.
Okay. All right. And do we have a quorum? Were we able to get Glenn back? Let's see here. I see Councilman Kinzer, McGoffin, Couch, DeYoung. Okay, do we have Chuck and Glenn?
Let me verify Chuck's phone number. He may be one of the ones that dialed back in here that I just don't recognize.
Okay.
And I'm working with Councilmember Allen right now to get in.
Can you hear me now, Mayor?
There you are. Hello, Councilman Owen.
Oh, boy. I'm about nuts.
No, I know. How you doing, Doug? Have we got Councilman Allen on?
Yeah, he's not on quite yet.
Doug, is he connecting via telephone or via the app? Do you know?
Maybe. Yeah, he's trying to come in on his computer. Maybe I'll see if I could just keep him on my phone and do like I did with Chuck.
Okay, that sounds good. This is just,
of course. Okay. Just to clarify, Nikki, is that, I want to make sure that we're doing this correctly.
It's acceptable because he can participate live in the meeting.
Okay, thank you. So we will move forward then. So now what I would like to do is to give each of the council members an opportunity, no more than 1 minute, to make any comments regarding the candidates. And after all the council members have taken the opportunity to comment, we will begin a selection process. So I will begin again in the order that I did roll call, which is our Mayor Pro Tem, Councilman Couch.
I'm muted now. Okay, thank you, Madam Mayor. I think we have, you know, some very qualified candidates, and you know, it's great that we can get a good pool of different experiences from the city. I appreciate everyone taking the time to go through this process. I know it's extremely difficult. We can't meet in person, but it is very important that we get this position filled and get somebody moving along in this process as we move into budgeting and a lot of important business within the city. And I think that we have, you know, very qualified applicants, and I think that the council has a big decision to make.
Okay. Thank you. Councilwoman Kinzer. Brenda, do you hear us? Looks like she's trying. Brenda, I'll come back to you in just a minute. Councilman Owen.
Yes. First of all, I want to thank all the applicants. I think they're all qualified. I know it's a process you go through that's nerve-wracking. I've been through it, and I want to thank you all for participating. I know you all have something to offer the city. I do know that Ms. Koski has done a lot for the city. She's very involved. And for that reason, I think I'll go with Jo Ellen.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And moving on, Councilman McGoffin, do you have any comments you'd like to make at this point regarding the candidates?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to just thank everybody for taking the time and energy for applying. And just remember, regardless of the outcome, don't be dissuaded to not stay involved. And, you know, this is a group process. Even the person that does get elected, we're in this together. And stay involved. And I hope to hear your voice in the future as well.
Good words. Okay, thank you. Councilman Allen.
Okay, thank you, Madam Mayor. Sorry that I'm having such a problem with this. I wish we could get back to the old normal. Anyway,
I hear you.
I think they're all very qualified. I have received several calls from different people promoting different candidates or nominees, if you will. I think they're all very good, and you know, I'm kind of torn. We just had the 19th Amendment, 100 years of that, and Germaine was elected as a woman to represent, and somebody mentioned to me, we need 6 old coots on the council and 1 woman. So anyway, I really like Ron, but I think Jo Ellen kind of stands out to me.
Okay, thank you. Councilman DeYoung.
What an embarrassment of riches. This is just fantastic to see 4 great candidates step up to represent the community, take the next step in their leadership development. And it's just a testament to all the great work that they have brought in certainly many segments within our community. And it just shows why Cedar Valley is just a fantastic place to live and raise your family and work and enjoy our beauty. And I do want to just second the comments that were made before me. You know, stay involved, be involved. There's so many things to be involved with in our community to help it be that place that you've all expressed that you want it to be. And it is, I know all 4 of you, this is quite a difficult decision because, again, it's an embarrassment of riches, and you're all qualified. You're all fantastic, reputable people that I would want to serve on any board or any activity that you're part of, because you bring such great chemistry to any activity. So I want to thank you again, and as Councilman McLaughlin said, please stay involved. It's so very important. Thanks again for putting yourselves forward.
Okay, thank you. Councilwoman Kinzer, do you want to make a comment regarding the candidates?
Are you able to hear me now?
Oh, perfect. Yep, there you are.
Okay, sorry. I don't know exactly what happened before. Yes, I would just like to tell everybody the 4 possible nominees, thank you so much for putting yourselves out there and sharing things about yourself with us. It's scary to do that, and I commend you all for wanting to step up and represent your neighborhood for the city of Cedar Woolley. You're all talented people, and you leave us with kind of a hard decision. But again, I hope any of you who don't end up getting nominated, please stay involved. You've got a lot to offer, so please stay involved in some way.
Okay. Yes, and I'm going to echo exactly what the council member said. You are all extraordinary individuals, and we greatly appreciate the time and energy and effort that you have made to be here tonight to present yourself to the council, to your wishes to be a council member. And we are going to be moving forward now with the process of nomination and then voting. So for those who may not be selected, we are very serious when we say that your qualifications are excellent, and it is a hard decision, and we wish we could bring all four of you on. So with that said, I will now call out to each council member individually a nomination. I'd like you to name whom you would like to nominate. If you hear the individual that you're interested in nominating, please state as well so that we know. And when we have our top two candidates, then we will proceed with the vote. So providing that we don't have a quorum, or what's the word I'm looking for here? And providing that we don't have, I'm sorry?
A tie?
If we have a tie, we'll move into a different procedure. But what I am trying to say is that if we have somebody who actually has the majority of the votes, then, or the majority of the nomination, then we will actually do a vote on them. Does that make sense?
Madam Mayor, may I offer a word for that?
Yes.
Plurality.
Okay. All right. So I will call for a nomination. I'll start again. I'm just going to do it the way that I did roll call. So I'll start with Mayor Pro Tem Jared Couch. Who would be your nomination?
Madam Mayor, it's difficult decision, but it would be my pleasure to nominate Joelle and Kesty.
Okay, thank you. Councilwoman Kinzer?
Madam Mayor, Joelle and Kesty is my choice.
Okay. Councilman Chuck Owen?
Chuck is still muted.
Okay.
Yes. Joelle and Kesty is my nomination, Mayor.
All right. Thank you. Councilman McGoffin?
Madam Mayor, I nominate Joelle and Kesty.
All right. Thank you. Councilman Glenn Allen?
I nominate Joelle and Kesty.
Okay. And Councilman Carl DeYoung.
Madam Mayor, I nominate Joelle and Kesty.
Okay. So it stands to reason that she did receive the majority of the votes. I still am going to put it out there. Will somebody make a motion and a second so we can make it official?
Madam Mayor,
yes.
I move Joelle and Kesty as the vacancy appointment for Ward 2.
Second.
I
think I heard, was that you, Councilman Couch, was second?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we have a motion by Councilman DeYoung and a second by Councilman Couch. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Waiting for two more.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So with that, motion carries, and congratulations, Joellen. You are our new Ward 2 councilwoman. So I want to thank Ron Hyatt. I want to thank Amanda Fisher, and I want to thank Corianne Jensen again for your time coming before the council. And you know, all the energy that you've actually already given to the city, thank you that you have been devoted to the city, and I hope that you will continue to stay involved. So, Joellen, congratulations.
Can you guys hear me?
There you are, yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. Thank you so very much. I'm so honored to serve with each and every one of you for our wonderful.
So, Joellen, we need to swear you in because we want to swear you in where you can be a part of this meeting, this council meeting. So can you raise your right hand even though we can't see you?
Yes, I can.
Okay, and repeat after me. I, Joellen Kesty. We can't hear you. There you are.
Can you hear me now?
There you are. Okay.
Now you can see me too, right?
Yes, there you are. Hello. Okay, Joellen. So I, Joellen Kesty.
I, Joellen Kesty.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington.
And all local ordinances.
And all local ordinances.
And that I will faithfully and impartially perform.
And I will faithfully and
impartially.
Impartially
perform.
Perform.
And discharge the duties.
And discharge the duties
of the office of council member ward 2.
Of the office of council ward 2.
For the city of Cedar Woolley.
For the city of Cedar Woolley.
Skagit County, Washington.
Skagit County, Washington.
According to law.
According to law.
And to the best of my ability and understanding.
And to the best of my ability and understanding.
Congratulations, Joellen. So we invite you to stay on and be a part of the meeting. And, you know, congratulations. You are the first council member that we have actually sworn in via Zoom. So
thank you. So
definitely a lot of firsts in this year, 2020.
Yes.
So I don't know if you have the agenda up in front of you, if you want to follow along. But we are now, and Joellen, I'll get in touch with you so that we can actually sign the document that the oath of office so that we can get that registered.
Perfect.
Oh, all right. And I also want to thank the council. You have been very tolerant and very gracious as we've moved through this process. It was not easy. It was definitely challenging, but thank you for doing that. So we will move on now to staff reports, and I hope my staff is there. We'll begin with Fire Chief Klinger.
Good evening. Congratulations, Joellen, and welcome to the council. I don't have much to report. I did. Chief Tucker, of course, will not be here tonight. I had a nice dinner with him on Saturday night over in Twist, but he's said to pass along his regrets that he's enjoying his vacation. Chief Wagner and I were both looking at the numbers. We've actually had the best 4 days that we've had in quite a while as far as COVID positive tests in the last month.
Okay.
So that's a positive note. But on the downside of that, the PPE is becoming an issue again as far as being able to cure that. The prices, I mean, it's still available, but they're starting to get prices are starting to spike a little bit. Our gloves, for example, have gone up 30 to 40% here in the last week. So we're going to start having some issues with that. We're looking as hard as we can, trying to find the best prices we can. But just so you know, that's going to start increasing on us. That's all I have. Wow.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So I take it then, is Lieutenant McElwraith on?
I didn't see him, Mayor.
Okay, thank you, Bill. How about our Public Works Director, Mark Freiberger? Or is he still on vacation?
He is still on vacation.
That's good to know. Thank you. Okay. Our Building and Permits Director, John Coleman?
Good evening.
Good evening.
So, Mark was on earlier. I guess he wasn't able to get back on, but I think I saw, maybe not. Anyway, the Planning Commission has been working on a couple of rezone requests, and one of them they're good with. The other one they're asking for more public hearings on, so they'll be holding an additional public hearing on the Bob Ruby rezone request of 3 acres of mixed commercial land at the golf course. The request is to change it to residential 5 for the purpose of, you know, eventually making a subdivision out of that area. So there's been a good amount of comments on that one, and we'll try to give you an update of what's going on with the specifics of those when we have our joint work session in October, presuming the Planning Commission hasn't made any recommendations yet on that. We've been busy with lots of applications as usual, just kind of treading water, making sure that we're staying in compliance with the timelines for all the applications that we have. And also, we're working on the big thing I wanted to mention to the council is we're working on implementing a new online application submittal system. So right now, when since we're not open, people submit their building permit applications via email, and it's not a perfect system for people to do that. So we're working with our permitting software company so the company that we use to track all of our permits, we're working with them to possibly purchase a very reasonably priced online submittal system, and they will host the application process, so people would go to our website and they'll be able to go, instead of emailing things, they'll be able to upload it through this online portal. So there's a lot of technical details that I've been working with the IT director and the finance director and public works department, trying to get all of our ducks in a row so we can get this process implemented. So it's not going to be ready for a couple of months. We have a lot of technical stuff that we need to do, but I wanted to let the council know that it's something that we're working on. It's a major shift for our department, and that we'll be taking paperless applications, and that'll reduce the amount of paper that we will be accepting and shuffling around entirely. It'll require us to manage documents electronically exclusively. We will be going away from paper in the long run. So these are all issues that we need to address carefully and make sure that we're doing everything properly. So it takes a little while to get these things up and running. Some cities, it's taken years and they're still not fully operational. But we hope to do better than our neighbors in that regard. And so I think that's it.
Okay.
Planning and building. Thank you.
That'll be a great process when that is completed, allowing everybody to go online to get their applications. So it'll bring us into the 21st century. All right. Our finance manager, Jill Scott.
Thank you, Mayor, and good evening, Council, and welcome, Joellen. I hope to meet you face-to-face someday. Just busy here fielding a lot of questions, lots of behind-the-scenes activities in finance, gearing up for the audit and continuing preparing for the budget season. We did just process the 10 checks for the small business grant award recipients. So those each $5,000 went out or going out. Otherwise, just business as usual.
Which is really busy, isn't it? Especially this time of year.
Very busy, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome.
Our IT director, Bill Chambers.
Hi, all. First off, I just want to apologize for the little bit of a clunky meeting schedule tonight. The next time we have an executive session, we'll be able to use the breakout rooms. So it should be much easier. And I am amazed at just how well all of you adjusted. And thanks to Doug for getting folks in on his telephone too. Really appreciate that. As John said, I've been helping with the paperless application process and also assisting with the transition to BIOS cloud hosted for our financial system, and working on our new firewall, just about have that configured to replace our old firewall, and working on email hosting transition to from the county to Microsoft Exchange hosted. So that's about it. Big stuff. Lots of moving parts.
Yes, it is. We appreciate you, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
And our city attorney, Nikki Thompson.
I don't have anything of interest for the group this evening.
Okay. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you for your assistance tonight as well. Much appreciated.
You're very welcome.
And our city supervisor, Doug Merriman.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. A lot of things going on. As you can tell from the staff comments, we're having a pretty good focus on technology right now. And a lot of that comes out of the pandemic, but also a lot of it comes out of our staff just being really creative. And as you see with John and planning, going electronic on our permitting process, Jill has some things in the works to improve, and Bill is doing that. And a couple other projects we have going on is, you know, this big agenda packet we put together every meeting, we're actually going to be picking up a software that prepares this. It's called Agendies, and we're hoping it'll have a pretty dramatic effect on the amount of paper and pushing things around and everything we do to get this packet out to you. So it's all kind of a concerted effort to streamline our operations and do some good public service. And those are all really good things. Other things in my office right now, we're really trying to monitor the finances. Right now, the city's still looking good. It's a little puzzling on how numbers go up and down, but the key things we probably see right now is businesses have adapted, or, you know, they're right on the line of what they can do. But some of the effects we see are secondary now. We have things like supplies and lumber, and those kind of things are scarce. So even though some businesses are able to operate, it's a bit of a struggle sometimes to get the things they need to do business. So we're kind of monitoring that situation and just trying to determine what those impacts will be on the city. But at this time, we're doing well. Another thing going on is Jill has gotten our financial software up and running for the next budget, and all the departments are out starting to sharpen their pencils and work on the first two-year budget that we're going to be doing. So that'll be interesting for us to go through that process for the first time. But everybody seems to be rolling with that, and I'm hoping that'll be a good efficient process for us. And the last thing I have is the library. We're still moving along. We're looking at that end of September-ish, kind of first part of October, to be substantially complete on the project. If you drive by there, you'll see it's really starting to look like a library. The siding's on, all the windows are pretty much in. And things are moving along, and we're still right on target with budget. So those are all good things. But that's what I have to offer you today.
All right. Thank you. Doug, I didn't know, since you have the council here in front of you, if you wanted to talk about our next meeting, the Open Public Meetings and Public Records Act training that you've put in front of us that we all need to do.
Sure. You know, I just have this annual mental checklist I do, and someone's bleeding over, I think. But let me do something for a second. Okay, so we... all elected officials, they're required under state law to have public records and open public meeting training. I checked our folder as part of my annual process and found I think just about everybody needs it except maybe one or two. So on the September 2nd meeting, we're going to beg your indulgence a little bit and let you get that training before we go too much further here. So we have two videos that will run through the Zoom meeting, and we can all just get that done and knock that training out. It will take probably about 45 minutes, and the subject is dry, but it is important. So hopefully we'll get that accomplished and get us all signed off.
All right. Thank you, Doug. And then moving on to council reports, I'll begin with our Mayor Pro Tem, Councilman Couch.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Joellen, I just want to say welcome. You are obviously extremely qualified if you can manage Kevin. In all seriousness, the time you spent on your application and everything that you've already done for this community, I think you're a great addition, and I'm proud to say I live in your ward, and I look forward to you getting involved more with the council, and we're very excited to have you on board. So thank you. And Madam Mayor, that'll end my report.
All right. Thank you. Councilwoman Brenda Kinzer.
I will echo Jared as well. Joellen, it's welcome aboard. It's going to be really fun working with you in another manner now. And I know you're going to do a great job. So welcome. And that's all I had.
All right. Thank you. Councilman Chuck Owen.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes. Hello.
Well, first I want to apologize for bungling all of this electronic. I got it scattered all over the house. It's an albatross. You're probably gonna have to hire a psychiatrist before all this is over. But anyway, I want to welcome the new council member, and I think we made a wise choice. I guess Bill, I drove Bill nuts trying to get this thing situated, and I'm sorry, Bill, but you're messing with an old man. It's not too sharp on electronics. And thank you, Doug, for saving my life. So that's about all I have to say, Mayor. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Councilman Brendan McGoffin.
Hey, thank you. I just wanted to welcome Joellen to the council and look forward to working with you.
All right. Thank you. Councilman Glenn Allen.
I would like to thank the new councilman. I'll just butt in. I was appointed to a city council in Cedar Woolley from 593 to 1297. I wasn't reappointed in like 2004, but the guy that beat me became a mayor and a state senator, so I guess I don't have too much, and then I ran for office. So if somebody has a fire in their belly and they want to feel they deserve the office that much, just go out and doorbell and work, okay? I think all the candidates were great.
All right, thank you. Councilman Carl DeYoung.
Hello. Welcome, Joellen. So, really happy to see you on board. All your community service is just so outstanding, and looking forward to working with you on our committee work here and the council as a whole. So welcome. In Ward 6, we see that houses aren't staying on the market too long. So we see the hot market in Cedar Woolley happening. Also, the concern I have is last night around 9:15, 9:30, we had pretty dynamic single motor vehicle accident as a car was headed southbound on Township and struck the traffic calming roundabout there on Dunlap, hit the significant boulder and tumbled. Everyone came out to assist that person. And I am going to be looking forward to data on that street. As Chief Tucker would say, we have 42 spots in the city that need attention for speeding and other traffic incidents. How effective has that roundabout been in traffic calming and the concerns of the neighbors that I heard from last night and this morning about speeds and safety on Township. So that's something that I look forward to drilling down and seeing what we can do to provide better community safety at that intersection. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. And Councilwoman Joellen Kesty, is there anything you'd like to report?
Not at this time, just thank you very much, and I'm very much looking forward to working with each and every one of you.
All right, thank you. I think I have three items. The first is that I want to state that we did receive a letter from the State of Washington Department of Ecology. Our Cedar Woolley Wastewater Treatment Plant is receiving the 2019 Wastewater Treatment Plant Outstanding Performance Award. I was kind of amused because they went on to say, this is your second year in a row, when in fact, actually, our wastewater treatment plant, I think, has won, I don't know, 18 awards. I think there was just one year, 3 years ago, where we did not receive it. So we actually we've had great leadership down there. And I want to welcome on board, it's official now, Kevin Nguyen is carrying the plant as the supervisor. And I know that he will do a fantastic job. So thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Debbie Allen, for the many years, the 38 years that you served. And just as testament from the Department of Ecology states, what a fantastic leader you were and how conscientious you were. I sent a letter off to the Skagit Fisheries Enhancement Group. They wanted to know if we would participate in the River Park Pedestrian Bridge Project. And we agreed that we are going to do that. We're going to participate by our in-kind laborers, and we're going to work out a contract with them. And that is down at the new park where we just planted the trees. So that will be lovely when that's together. And actually, that's it. Because Chief Tucker or Chief Klinger already talked about what is happening with COVID in our area. Wanting to move along, because I'd like to be done by 6 o'clock. We do have a 2-hour meeting. Is the proclamation on the 31st of this month? It is International Overdose Awareness Day. So I was asked to read a proclamation. So from the mayor of from the office of the mayor of the city of Cedar Woolley, my official statement on International Overdose Awareness Day. Whereas the city of Cedar Woolley does affirm and acknowledge the harm and the hardships caused by drug overdose. And whereas we recognize the purpose of International Overdose Awareness Day as remembering loved ones lost to overdose and ending the stigma of drug-related deaths. And whereas we resolve to play our part in reducing the toll of overdose in our community, which has claimed several Skagit County residents' lives and countless family and friends who have been affected forever by it. And whereas we affirm that the people affected by overdose are the sons, the daughters, the mothers, the fathers, the brothers, the sisters, and all are deserving of our love, compassion, and support. And whereas the city of Sijewiili is a caring city and a community that supports the needs for overdose awareness. Therefore, I, Mayor Julia Johnson, for the city of Sijewiili, do hereby proclaim August 31st, 2020 as International Overdose Awareness Day. And I have to say, this one feels quite poignant to me because I have actually lost loved ones, cousins, people close to me from both drugs and alcohol. And it's a sad statement on our society, but hopefully we will get to a place where someday this will not be the pandemic, or not the epidemic that it is now. So public comments, I have not received any and none have been brought before me, but I do want to remind the public that you can provide written questions or comments via email or by letter, and we will read it into the record. There is no public hearing scheduled. However, we do have only one item left, and that is our unfinished business for the ordinance to approve the fiber optic franchise agreement with the Skagit Net. And I'm going to turn this over to you, Bill.
So as I mentioned, the last meeting before the first read was, this is something that the mayor and Mark Freiberger and legal counsel and I have been working on in coordination with the port for a little over a year. And we think we've got it nailed down. It's a lot of legalese. Nikki probably enjoys reading it. But I think it's solid, and if you have any questions about the details, I'll do my best to answer them.
Okay, are there any questions for Bill regarding the ordinance to approve the fiber optic franchise agreement with Skagit Net? Hearing none, would somebody like to make a motion? Are you ready to move forward on this, Council?
Madam Mayor.
Yes, Councilman DeYoung.
Yeah, I would like to move the ordinance to approve fiber optics franchise agreement with Skagit.
A second.
Okay. I have a motion by Councilman DeYoung, seconded by Councilwoman Kinzer, to approve the ordinance of the fiber optic franchise agreement with Skagit Net. Any more discussion or comments? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. And whew, well, we made it. We made it through the process of bringing on a new council member, which we're very excited about. Again, congratulations, Joellen, and I look forward to working with you and the other council members. And if there is no good for the order, I am moving that we adjourn. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
Night.
Hey, Glenn, I think that's it.